So have you been coping without Facebook for the last week or so?
They're fine.
Have you survived?
I've survived. You know, there'll be T-shirts printed up now. We survived the great Facebook outage of 2021. If you thought 2020 was bad, nobody ever thought 2021 would start off with Facebook, and this say yes.
I still think the greatest irony is that people have been using Facebook to complain about Facebook. That's just,
exactly.
It's awesome.
It is. So it's all coming to an end now. You'll see news returning. The government yesterday morning at about 6:40 a.m. released a statement saying there'll be no more amendments to the legislation. That's it. It's going through. Middle of the afternoon, that changed to, well, there's going to be four more amendments to it in discussions with Facebook. So the government really blinked on this and probably gave in a lot of the time. So a couple of the amendments are you can designate a platform, which is Facebook or Google, under the code, and they've got to take into account whether that platform has made a significant contribution to the sustainability of the Australian news industry through a commercial agreement. That means that what happens is that, let's say, let's pick on Channel 9 for a minute. Channel 9, Facebook will go to Channel 9 and say you had, let's say, 1 million click-throughs in February. That is really worth to us if you were to advertise X amount of dollars, but we'll top that up with a few dollars extra on top of that. The other part of the code that I find very interesting that they changed, it only applies to Google and Facebook. No other companies have to go under this code at the moment.
Right.
So people like Twitter don't have to pay, and I don't understand that. I really don't, as far as that's concerned. So, you know, a lot of things are back down on there as well. You know, Facebook will be getting back to normal. Money will change hands. But just a bit of a fun fact, which was from the New York Times. Josh Frydenberg was also best man at the wedding of Ryan Stokes, the son of Kerry Stokes, the billionaire owner of Seven West Media, one of the companies that was the first one to reach a deal with Google.
Right. Oh. And you're right about Twitter, because with Facebook going down, well, not going down, but not posting news content for a week or so, a lot of people would have subscribed to Twitter. So
yes,
they're doing pretty well out of it.
They did very well out of it. So, you know, I don't particularly like what the government have done on this at all. You know, Facebook really put the line in the sand as far as that's concerned. Interesting to see the reaction from some of the overseas tech sites who are going, Facebook did the right thing.
Yeah.
In this thing.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that Seven West Media, owner of Channel 7, Kerry Stokes, has done the deal with Google. Rupert Murdoch's done a deal as well with Google, hasn't he?
He has. Yep. All of these deals that have been done with Google were done before the legislation took place, which also waters down the legislation.
Yeah.
Because really a deal was struck beforehand and they don't have to worry about anything anymore, because, you know, really no more money's going to change hands as far as that they're concerned. So when if the legislation had gone through instead of $30 million, you know, it might have come up, they have to pay $50 or $60 million. They just gave in to this to try and get it all settled.
All right. Let's go to sex scammers now, targeting Australians with threats to release intimate footage from Zoom calls.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with Zoom out there at all, people. This is a new one to try and get you to pay some ransom. So 60,000 attempts to extort Australians were made in January, up from 12,000 attempts in December. As well, what happens is, Darren, you get an email saying that they've obtained footage from a Zoom call that you left on record, you watched that old content, things happened, and we now require you to pay $2,000, or we're going to send that video to all of your friends.
Right.
I get calls about this all the time and all the different forms this comes to. Do not pay the ransom at all. It's a junk email. They haven't got footage of you at all. Just delete it. And if you've got Outlook on your computer, make sure you turn on junk email, because this would have ended up in the junk. Google don't even send these out anymore. Mm. So just be aware of that.
All right. And finally, some quick bits of tech news. We'll start with Apple's iPads.
They should announce new iPads in March, a new iPad Pro and an iPad Mini. So if you're looking to buy an iPad, hold off until they announce the new ones as well. 5G is rolling out around the country, as we know. Most phones being released now 5G capable. Tinfoil hat people, get ready for this. Apple has started hiring engineers to work on 6G modems for their iPhones.
Crikey, would you? We can't keep up with it.
It's all go, Darren. So, yes. And we always wonder how much licensing fees get paid out for music. Well, I've always wondered. Last year, a record amount, $424 million, was paid out in license fees around the world. Apple paid $163 million, which was the highest fee paid out. Spotify was second, $152 million. Just a reminder, Spotify's never made a dollar since day one. They'd make a loss every year. Amazon, $42 million. Google, $32 million. Then the others paid smaller amounts. But it's good to see artists getting paid.
Yeah. Well, so Apple paid $163 million. And I reckon about $160 million of that went to Taylor Swift. How much money does that girl have? Her downloads are just... if she releases a song, it goes... mad, absolutely mad, right around the world. So no doubt she's the biggest pop star in the world, by far.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Because we know the other 3 million didn't go to Britney Spears.
All right, thanks for that. And heaps of info, particularly that Facebook info, online at Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. And we'll talk next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Darren.